Not everybody at once now.
Well, I don't mind starting us off with a question slash comment.
Okay.
Thanks, Milena. I really like your background, by the way. That's what I see our temple as. Our the big temple, you said.
Right.
I want that picture.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So one of the things I've been working with physically in the last few weeks is my nervous system. And I don't even know how to describe it other than it seems to be freaking out from my brainstem all the way down to my tailbone.
Oops, where'd you go? We lost, you're muted, Kelly.
There you go. I'm not sure how that happened. So did you hear that about my nervous system seems to be not handling something from my brainstem down to my tailbone. And I wonder if it has anything to do with our work or if it's more physical or if it's a combination. And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it's definitely doing from this work. You know, you are being transfigured from the inside out. You know, there's not one part of you that's not being affected by these frequencies of light. And we just have to ease into them, you know, spend some time in those chambers, you know, and and ask this, you know, when you set your intention, go into each chamber and ask them to help regulate your frequencies, you know, and if, you know, if you can tamp them up, tamp them down, whatever you particularly need at any given time. So, but use those are designed for us. Remember, each one of those chambers has been calibrated for each of us individually. So it's yours. Make it yours. Use it. You know, that's what it's there for. But yes, but you are being changed inside out, every part of you. So I would just breathe through it the best I can. You know, those plasmic waters that surround that center?
The aquamarine.
Yeah, man, that's fabulous. Just go and float in that and immerse yourself. I do that a lot and it helps soothe everything for me, you know, and it's just, you just have to embrace it. And, you know, it's a process and just, you know, and just give yourself some grace. You know, we've had a lot of conditioning, not only from this lifetime, but from many, 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 many. To get here. So just give yourself some grace and just flow with it. Flow is the word. Remember, you don't need to do anything with these energetics, but let them flow through you. Be sure everything's moving and ground it. Use your earth star, ground them into your earth star. If you get outside, sit in the sun, put your feet on the ground, just breathe in the outdoor too. It's also the second thing I find helps me more than anything.
Definitely. I go for hour long walks, but, it's become difficult to walk, with the, what's going on with my nervous system. I mean, I am doing some of the things you suggested and I will continue to do more of them. And I just, trust that this too shall pass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're not the only one experiencing those physical symptoms. Just know that.
With the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I don't want anybody else to deal with any pain, but it does make me feel better to know I'm not the only one.
Misery does love company, doesn't it?
Yes, I hate to say that, but yes.
Yeah. But it is, you know, and it's going to affect each woman. Some of us, it's going to be more of a mental process. You know, it's going to be different ones. Some of an emotional process. You know, I've been very emotional these last few weeks with all of these energetics and, you know, and just, old ancient things coming up to my memory. So yeah, we will all experience it differently, but just be kind to yourself.
Yeah. Well, I had to give up coffee because extra caffeine didn't seem to be helping my nervous system. So that was it's like, okay, no more coffee for a while until my nervous system calms down a little bit. So this is actually peppermint tea I've been drinking. All right. Thanks for letting me chat.
Sure.
Hey, family. I want to check in. And Kelly, you're not alone. I think these energies are shifting all of us physically. So emotionally, spiritually, you know, I spend most of my fun days, probably 3 days out of the week, I spend still at the lake in the water, barefoot, because my job now is selling driftwood. So I get to go hunt it and find it. And I mean, it's such a joy to be living the life I've created. I love it. I absolutely love it. But physically, God, it sucks getting older.
I want to
blame it on, you know, whatever, but you know, I don't seem to have that energy I used to, physical energy that I used to a few years ago even. So, I want to blame it on something, but you know, I rely on that, the energy coming back in, spirit to come in. I'll pull in energy and let it swirl around. I remember being healed years ago. This goes back 20 years, and I was doing wood refinishing. That was what I did. I was sucking fumes. Oh, it was horrible. And my lungs were so full, and I was a smoker too, 29-year smoker. So I was sitting in my hot tub and I couldn't breathe, and I just went into meditation, and Kuthumi was with me at the time, always, every day. And he just suggested that I bring in help, ask for help. So I did, and I asked for help. And before I knew it, I had little fairy beings jumping through the top of my head, pushing that stuff down and then swirling through and then pushing it down. And about an hour later, they finally cleared that pathway. And my lungs cleared, and I never had an issue. It was like my suggestion is always ask for help. They're there. They're willing. They're wanting to help. Have that intention, that direction. And, you know, we learn so much by our own physical experiences. And, you know, that's one of the things I cherish so much about this group. All you guys, you're my family. You know, we've connected. I look at old pictures and gosh, the original Crystal Conference, all the way back to those of you who were, in Reno with Jim before all this started, you know, back in 2008, something like, you know, Joan, you were there. Metatron knocked you off your chair.
Oh, yeah.
He did. Oh.
Oh, my. I mean,
he did.
He was a big being. And it took me a while to get accustomed to his energy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a physical experience. And the more we acknowledge that it's real, is the more we feel it physically, mentally, emotionally, it's got to come into the body.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for all these years. It's what, 17 years?
A long time.
Yeah. I've been with you, Joan, for 17 years, and some of the other people too. But, you know, I mean, this is a big day.
It is.
You know, this is. I mean, what are we going to do? You know, what am I going to do from here?
I'd like to integrate.
Oh, yeah. Not like we ever stopped and put it aside and said, when the classes are over, we'll do it. You know,
I think we all have our own unique practice that we honor every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, it just puts me in mind when you say that conference in Reno when Metatron came through and he had a message for each one of us that could hear what he had to say. And those of us that are left in this ascension process heard that very clearly.
Yeah.
And never wavered from that path, regardless of what we we had to do a lot of transforming over the years.
Individually and collectively.
Collectively, absolutely. Yeah. And so we stuck with it, and they are very, very pleased, to say the least.
Mm. So anyways, that I'll say goodbye to everybody, I'll quiet down here and let somebody else talk. But I mean, this is my life. Mm-hmm. This is my life.
So. And aren't we grateful?
We are. Mm-hmm. All of me. I mean, all aspects of me. All that I've reunited with. So.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Jody. Appreciate it. Yeah. I think we have to be really grateful. And I actually, I'm grateful to all of you because we've had our individual, coming to know each other through so many different pathways. It is true. And beauty, of course, is actually what's getting me through this very difficult period right now when there's so much friction in the world, conflict, and you name it. It's just to connect every day with our earth, walking through the forest. Of course, I'm very lucky. I live in a rural community and can just walk out the door. But to walk through the forest, connect with all the little beings that are there. I know they're there. And just feel that we are here doing a big job, a lot of work. And one of the things that I really felt when we just now had Joan's discussion with Kutumi, and Kutumi has always been somebody that I've been very connected to as well, even before I kind of run into this our group now, is that that High Council, they really do appreciate us. And I really have that feeling that they're so grateful to us. We're grateful to them. It goes two ways because they don't have the bodies to make these changes here on Earth. They can guide us and there's all kinds of things happening, but we're the ones that have to step forward. Now, if it's any help to any of you, I'm in kind of the higher age category, I think. And I've gotten better and better health-wise, okay? And that's been true in the last 5 years. And it's just sort of like, okay, every year I'm getting better. So it's almost as if I'm going back in time. I may not look like it, but I feel like it. And so I just want to share that I think this whole transfiguration process is something that I love what Melena just said about getting comfortable and getting your woolly blanket and everything in this new chamber that we're going to. But I just wanted to share that I'm really grateful to all of you. And I know that the council is very grateful to us. And we're all just in this gratitude. And the more we stay in gratitude, the more we actually expand this energy and this transformation. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Becky. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what Kelly had talked about because a couple of days ago I was watching a webinar on the conscious energy and the levels and the things that we're going through. And one of the things that they had suggested that Kelly had talked about her nervous system, they are suggesting that we take magnesium, vitamin D, and zinc for our nervous system at this time. So that's all I wanted to say was just that.
Thank you. I take magnesium every day.
I take all three of those things, and I find them very helpful.
Yeah, I take all three of those things every day.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Is it my turn? Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn. You're up.
This is Linda. The first thing I want to say is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of you. Because we could not have set this template without every one of us. And that much I am very confident of. And I'm so grateful to have been included in this amazing group that was put together. And I know that this last, not today, but the last session that we did, wow, it was what I came here to do. I think there's still more, but it's what I came to do, which was put the earth back on track. And it took all of us to do that, and I am so grateful for that. That being said, during the last session, I have had such a hard time since then. I mean, it blindsided me what a hard time I had with it. Because I think I had an idea of who I would be when I crossed that threshold, even though I didn't even know what threshold it was I was really crossing. And I couldn't live up to who I thought I should be at this time. And so I felt like an imposter, like I had like snuck in the back door and I'm there and I'm not supposed to be there, but here I am. And so you're stuck with me, that kind of a thing. And I keep chanting to myself that it's going to take another 3 to 5 years to just physically catch up to who we are. And that, you know, we're still in process. But to call myself an ascended master in the physical body, it's like I just can't seem to wrap my brain around it and accept myself, my perfect self. Because wherever you go, there you are. You know, that's the end result of it. And when I got to meet, when we were in the diamond and I got to meet my myself as my highest self that I'm aware of yet so far, and to really be able to absorb that level of beauty and light and, oh my God, that's me? Really? That made it even harder. So I've been really, really, really struggling, and I keep trying to balance it with, you know, the knowledge that, you know, we're still physically walking this path, and that, you know, but I've been gifted with this, and that's what I feel like it is. It's a complete 100% gift. Like so it kind of comes back to, you know, I guess you literally physically call it low self-esteem. You know, I'm not good enough, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I've been putting it into the violet fire, and I've been putting it in the chamber. I mean, I've been working on this. And yet I have the hardest time listening to our very last session because it throws me right back into it. At the same time, I'm standing in complete gratitude for this having happened. And so, you know, it is the strangest thing. And yes, I've been going through major physical issues for the past year that has really derailed me. And I think in a sense has contributed to the whole thing of like, I feel like I derailed my spiritual journey because I, from my absolute focus into it takes a back seat over the physical sensations that I'm having and experiencing. And I think that's a little part of it as well. But at any rate, I don't know if I'm the only one that is feeling this way, but oh my gosh. I even remember going on a trip to the Yucatan and being taught how to find the knot of issues and, you know, going to Atlantis and working on this, you know, better than, less than, you know, issue that Atlantis seemed to be a huge part of. So I guess now it's time to find that knot inside of me and really unravel it so that I can stand in the light of who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say.
And are you, my question to you is, are you willing to look at it? To see a different perspective? To see.
Maybe that is it.
As an ascended master, you know, you never stop evolving.
Right.
And so that was all wiped away when you entered this body on this earth plane and third dimension. So are you really willing to see who you are as that ascended master and just let go of that third dimensional view?
I will definitely
ponder
that.
Ponder that.
Yeah. And if I could add something, Linda. Hey, sister. You know, we worked in Mastering Alchemy a lot in that energy of Atlantis. And, so that might be pieces that you've missed that we've actually addressed in some way, shape, or form, because I know we spent a lot of time working with those energies. We did a lot of Aethra work and transfiguring work. So maybe to tap in to our collective for some of that healing that we've already, all of us have had to do, which is exactly what it looks like you're doing now. But just a suggestion is to tap into your family here to give you that insight as well. Because you are so, you know, I think all of us had to do that. We all had to come through that doorway, to where we're at. And, you know, anybody, Joan, do you have an updated phone list so that, cause I'd love to be able to be reached by all of you guys. And I don't want to lose track of us as a group.
There was a list, Milena.
Do you remember where?
If they did last year before, we had one, but we can see about that. And, you know,
I would love if anybody ever wanted to contact me or those people that I would like to contact, you know. I mean, you know.
Okay, but to that point, I was going to mention this at the very end before MatterCon came in, but you opened that door, so I'll just walk right through it. So what we are, Joan and I have talked about, and we would like to we have a community call, but let's call it a council meeting since we all are firmly members of the council. And we're thinking maybe we'd do that sometime around the spring equinox if you guys would like.
Oh, and, yeah.
And that way, because we are going to remain as part of the council and we want to stay together. We want to know how you're doing. And if we could do it around that time, and then we'll check in, see how everybody is, how you're doing, how we're doing. You know, Joan and I need a break right now. We're tired, and it's taken a lot to bring these energetics, you know, to you guys over these years. And we need a little time, and we need some downtime. But we want the council, this council, our human council, to remain together for as long as you like. And if the spring meeting goes well and it's well attended, then we would probably like to do that a couple times a year if you guys want to support that. And, you know, and just check in. What's going on with you? What have you learned? And so I want you to take a snapshot of where you are today. Okay. And what, you know, if you're struggling with anything, if you're not struggling with anything, where you are, how, you know, what life looks like. And then as we go through these next months to now to the equinox, and as you start noticing changes, make yourself a little note so we can come back and talk about it. And I would be majorly surprised if not every one of you, when we come back together in the spring, say, okay, you're going to be so different. You're going to transform so much. Can you guys remember when we ended last year and from when we started this year, how much you changed over that winter season? I mean, you're in from an energetic standpoint, it was like 180 degrees to watch you. And so anyway, but also we have that Facebook page that remains going to remain up. Please use that. Communicate with one another. If you find you're having a little issue, put it up there. Or, you know, if you're struggling physically, you know, say, please send some prayers and light, whatever you need. We are a community. We are a family. We are friends. And we want to keep these connections going. It's important. It's important from a physical level as well as that spiritual level, you know, because we are a support. You can't talk this language with just anybody. You know, so who better than this community to come to and say, hey, now what is that? You know, now I've been thinking about that. Now what does that really mean? You know, whatever you need. And that's what we're here for. And so we are a community and we want to remain that way. So please, let's do that. And, you know, and we will see you, you know, in the spring, but I absolutely know that every single one of us will feel transformed when we come together to talk again in the spring.
Yeah.
May I add a note?
You may.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm assuming that we can post on Ascending Masters of Light, not just struggles, but our passions and excitements about living fully in our inner senses and our telethought and our bilocation and our, you know, who we are, experiences outside of all of these faces and personalities that we've come in with in bodies, that we can really explore that. That would be really delightful.
It's your page. Use it, you know, support one another and, you know, and all of that. And what you just said, it's what is the word that was given to us at the end of the last session? You are anthropos. That is becoming a divine human. You know, we've not done this in a human body probably ever before. So, you know, let's help each other through that. Talk about it.
Yeah. I would just like to remind.
I know, Mel. I think
I'd just like to remind everybody about that. Is that, yeah, I think that Facebook page is for everybody's experiences, how they're doing, if they need assistance, if they have questions. But again, we don't want it posted with other people's channelings or, you know, outside of the group. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring that. I think it's really important that everybody share on that page, but also, it is our page.
Show themselves.
Yes.
That's the issue. That's the thing right there. Share yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't compare yourself to anyone else in the group because we're unique. Each one of us is so unique.
Yep.
And value that. Okay, so-and-so has this going on to bring to the council. I have this to bring.
Yeah.
This is my gift. So, and it's just different. But I think, you know, the communication process is so important. So use that Facebook page. Use it specifically for that. So we all stay in touch and then have these periodic community calls. I think, you know, I'm up for that. But like Milena said, it takes a lot to bring these kinds of energetics and facilitate the teaching. Because we usually get about a week's break between sessions, and then they're already talking to us and presenting to us another stream of energy. So we need some personal time for that integration for ourselves. This last year has been more amplified than I have ever experienced it. And I know you all have too.
Yep.
Mel?
Greetings.
I might just ask, that image that's your background for this session. I don't think Kelly's the only one who's
I'll post it on Facebook.
That would be great.
And then you guys can then copy it from there. How about that? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thank Deanna because I found this image a week or so ago and I loved it and I couldn't get it sized right and I don't know how to resize properly for Zoom. So I called Deanna first thing this morning because I know with her graphics and everything. I said, can you help me resize this so it fits right? And she did. So thank Deanna for her input so you can see it all. I'll move out of the way so you can see it and so you can see all of it because it is quite a awesome. And it is what
it's beautiful. It's awesome.
It's resonating.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
I just said thank you.
And oh, yeah.
Beautiful to have that for all of us. It is a beautiful photo.
Yeah, it's an awesome one, yes.
Yeah.
This one thing I wanted to add, and it kind of talks about a little bit what Linda was talking about too, and you know, being anthropos means being a full human. And being fully human from that divine perspective is embracing all parts of who you are. You know, not just the light side, you have to embrace the parts of you that you don't like so much as well. You know, if you want to call that dark side or whatever, but you have to embrace all of you, but it's putting it in the proper perspective from who you are now as this ascended being. And that is who you are. And it's making that and accepting that and knowing that we've never done anything wrong, you know, and so it's all an experience. We've all done the best we can being in Atlantis or wherever in what star system on, you know, and how many hundreds of lifetimes. It's for the experience and all of it. Every single thing you've ever experienced as the soul you are has brought you to this moment. Okay. So shift that focus to where you are. Look at what you've done. Look at what we have done. I mean, really think about what we have done. My gosh, you couldn't have made this stuff up in your wildest dreams.
No.
And I will tell you, at the beginning of this year, the council had no idea we would go as far as we did this year.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this year, and Joan and I talked about this, and we're saying, well, I guess the last thing we'll do this year is bring in the fifth triad. And that was the most they hoped we would do was bring in the fifth triad, but nothing in what this pinnacle that we brought in, and it would have come in and it would have been just say it's there and would have been left. It's because of each one of you and the fact that you have been able to hold these energetics beautifully through these years and so stably and ground them so it can benefit the earth and humanity that we were. And we've grown into this and you've come into knowing who you are as that soul and that spirit being that they gave us that massive light configuration of the pinnacle. And it wasn't until Saturday afternoon before that they brought in that template of original intent. And they said, well, they decided. Because we were so together and we could handle it,
they would bring that in now. They thought it would have to wait until the next group came through to bring that in. But it isn't. It's because of who you are and what you've been able to do. So be pleased with yourself. Be proud of yourselves. I am so proud of all of us for all we have done. And, you know, watching all of you and watching your growth through these years has been an honor and a privilege. So thank you for allowing me to be part of this through all of these years, you know, and it's, you've contributed to my growth. And so I'm not the same person who started back at a crystal conference in 2016 and neither of you.
None of us are. Melaine and I have talked about that many, many, many times. We never could have thought when we Metatron just offhandedly said, oh, you ought to have a crystal conference. And I said, oh, well, okay, we can do that. And that's when the light templates came in and the change in the DNA strands. We had no idea that was coming. And that just started it all rolling.
How far we have come.
Well, it's because every one of us was ready. And we accepted it.
Yeah.
And we used it.
There's something that I would like to talk about a little bit. And in the last few months, I've been, I've had somebody in my care that I've chosen to take on. And I think there's some past life stuff going on there. He has a lot of mental health issues. He had a lot of physical issues. He's been, I've put myself through a lot because I felt pulled to do it and for whatever reason. And one of the things that's come out of it is that I've been more aware of myself. And one of his issues is ADHD. And I have a couple of granddaughters that have been exhibiting some ADHD, think that they may have that problem. And I'm at a place where I see some things that could have could have some bearing on that. And I'm wondering if it would be conducive to me to actually be diagnosed, or do I just need to stay aware of it? There's no way that I would ever take any kind medication or anything. And I don't think at this point that it's really necessary, but I am kind of concerned about it. And I would like to know more about it. And I'm just bringing that up to you guys to see what, if anything, you might have to add to that. If it's something that I really need to take care of, or
okay, I've been struggling with that. Well, I don't struggle with it. I acknowledge it and call it the little squirrel or the little rabbit. Oh, look, a rabbit. You know, I'm involved in work and software issues and stuff like that. And then I'll go down a rabbit hole researching something totally different. I just accept it. And then I return to my, you know, what I'm focused on. I don't call it a problem. I just know that it exists and accept it exists. Yeah. And so the when little rabbit can go, and then I go, oh, wait, that's a little rabbit. So let's go back to this. Or I can say, I really want to look at this some more. It's not a problem. I feel like it's a gift because it lets me see other, it takes me away from maybe I'm having a problem figuring out the computer language and yada, yada. And then I go, oh, well, that's a little rabbit. Okay. So now I'm back to this and I can figure it out. So I consider it a gift, but that's just me.
There's a lot of, I have trouble staying focused with things. I get distracted easily. I'll start on one thing and something will distract me and I'll go to that and I'll think, oh.
Please contact me, Charlotte. I have studied all that.
Great. I would be interested in hearing what you have to say, Charlotte.
Colleen, I think for me, if I could interject, as long as I stay out of the I am. So when you said something about diagnosing, for me, if I stay out of I am ADHD, I said, no, I am not. I might display behaviors of that, but I am not that. So that's all I wanted to throw in there is.
Thank you.
Do you diagnose? No, you can, but just I am not it.
Yeah.
We know that.
Very. Yeah. Thank you.
So Charlotte, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Now we can hear you.
Okay. Contact me, anybody who is concerned about that, because basically ADHD is your attention is dialed to a higher dimension.
Oh.
Learn that this is part of your gift, and everybody wants to make these gifts that we have not be normal, because they aren't. They want to dial it down. There's all kinds of books out in it. I did all the studying on it. So if you have questions, contact me.
Thank you, Charlotte.
It's your gift, not a problem.
That's the second time I've heard that. So thank
just
you.
Remember, when you think about how we function, our group, which is very extraordinary, your attention is dialed to a higher dimension. That's what we do.
Thank you.
Who we are.
Amen, Charlotte.
Talk to me if you have questions.
Thank you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Yes, what a journey. I mean, what do you say, time? It passes so fast when you're having fun. I mean, this has been a really amazing journey. It doesn't seem like, 5-6 years, for some of you a whole lot more. But Joan, John, Melena, you've done such a fantastic job. I mean, this has been so beautifully laid out, so professional. And I just stand at all that just the work that you all have done. And also, of course, the council. Now, I tell you, I was totally blown away by that last session.
Yes.
It was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
I had to go back and listen to it 3 times just to try to absorb more and more of it, But it's kind of like you're running up a steep cliff. And then here you are, you're running and boom, you're at the top before you know it. And then you're looking on the edge. What am I going to do now?
You're
going to
be it.
So here we are. We do it all this running and all this time and boom, now you're here. Okay. Where is here? Here is knowing who you are. Here is in meditation and oneness and unity consciousness, at the end of the day, we're just, when we say expanding our consciousness, we're increasing our light quotient. You know, we're learning to absorb this light within us from source and then be able to explode that energy and that light to the rest of the world. And that's the gift that we are given. And I understand, definitely understand that part of it and grateful to be a part of that. And as a part of the collective that's bringing, and raising the consciousness, you know, of the planet. You know, I always said from day one, it was about bringing the kingdom of God to the planet, and it had to start within each and every one of our own hearts. We are the blueprint of the kingdom of God on this planet. So my question, though, was dealing with all these beautiful things that's going on, and this is the duality that we're dealing with. That we live in the worst of times and we lived in the best of times. Yeah, not much has been said about the ascension of Mother Earth and her going into the fifth dimension and that process in terms of us seeing these the worst hurricanes, the flood waters, the earthquakes that are spoken of to becoming, the judgment of the planet, the sins that are being revealed, if you want to call them sins, or the wickedness, you know, the pedophilia, the child trafficking, it just, and what role do we actually play in that? And how do we prepare for those things that are still yet to come that are going to be hellacious? Maybe for some, maybe not for others. And what our position should be. Maybe, I don't know, is it a trance? Just like the mitosis with the cell, the separation of the third and the fifth dimension, but living in a parallel universe. I don't know how that transformation is going to take place, how that separation is going to take place. It would be interesting to know. And then, of course, maybe at the end of the day, it's still all about us increasing our vibration and just radiating, you know, the love and the light that is within us. And we just have to wait and see. What about the, when we talk about the pole shift, the 3 days of darkness, is the planet's shifting as it's turning, rotating left, which is what they say is causing the denseness, and that it would have to stop and rotate back to the right to increase to reach the higher dimensions. So that's some of the things that, you know, I have on my mind. Like I say, that's the duality of what's going on. I don't know if anybody would want to comment. Plus, we talk about the religion and how, you know, Christianity has been a fear-based religion, and how the teachings of Yeshua has been corrupted. Those things, you know, how, what roles do we play there? And
we don't play those roles, Imhotep. We don't.
Okay.
Because of who we are, who we came into this life to be, and what we've developed over these years of study and being together, holding a frequency of light. We are not a part of that. And we won't be as the earth changes. So you can't even entertain those thoughts. I don't believe it. It's nothing we have control over. We don't play in that realm.
Imhotep, I think we create the world around us. You know, we are creators, and that we create our life. We create all of it. So you just have to create the most beautiful life, the happiest life you can for yourself. And that will be the timeline you choose. And, there can be all kinds of things going on in the world, but that won't be your timeline because you've created the world that you want. That's the best way I can put it.
I can definitely see that too.
Yeah. Because
I can definitely see that too. But you know, when you talk about Florida, when you talk about Tennessee, when you talk about these places that are just devastated, you know, maybe it is a couple of people that have avoided those things. And, you know, I do believe that, you know, that's what I was saying. It's like a mitosis, you know, all those things that go on, but it's going on in a different dimension, not mine.
Exactly.
So that's one way of looking at it, because I'm definitely seeing two different things going on, and they're completely opposite. Okay. So.
Well, right, and then, you know, and then challenges come to us, right, and as they all do, and then we have to look at it as a, you know, an opportunity, or take it for what it was. This year we had a house fire, and I'm still not back in our house, but there was. So there was challenges, but great opportunities too. So, and just rolling with it. And there's been a lot of blessings that have come out of it. So, you know, it's just, you got to roll, I guess, roll with it, be in the moment and
right.
Create your best life.
You know, Tab, I have a friend in, Sarasota who basically tracked the hurricane. The eye of the hurricane went right over her home, and she has three little children. And she created such a bubble of light around her house, and she chronicled it on Facebook. Ah. It's literally palpably feel the light. Her house was untouched. Her trees were fine. They hunkered down and had like a slumber party, and they were eating, you know, marshmallows, and they made it.
Ah.
And the next day the sun came out and they were cleaning up the neighborhood. So I agree with Randall. I think, you know, it's frightening to see these things, but intention and attention and where we put our focus is really what I'm learning. She taught me so much. She's a young mother, and her intention was so pure and so full of light that she was fine. So I just want to share that.
Thank you.
I look at those things that are happening in our world as the earth going through her own ascension process. And she is doing exactly what we are doing. And it's something that needs to be done. The hurricanes, all of the weather things in the areas where they're happening, there's been a lot of past life stuff going on in those areas, and the earth is trying to cleanse herself. And the best thing we can do is what we were taught earlier, is to send our energy and our love to the earth to help her in her healing. And the people... I feel really detached from the things that are happening in the world now, because it doesn't involve me. I've got my own work to do. And like we were talking, you know, creating that light around myself and around my home and people I love. Everybody has to go through their own process with this. And, I think it's really a beautiful thing. In spite of what others want to see as tragedy and you know, all that 3D negative stuff, we can look at it as a fifth dimensional, you know, like with the rest of us. We all have our gifts. So, you know, there are different ways of different perspectives, different ways of looking at things. And it's, do you want to get caught up in the negative or do you want to stay positive and stay in the light? And we have our choices too. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I happen to think that it's not Mother Earth, and the same events are taking place now as they did in Atlantis. And you have the duality really, really showing itself. And it all does come down to being sovereign in ourselves, holding that light. All of this stuff is going to happen. It's going to do what it's going to do. I feel the difference in me from Atlantis till now in that energy, because I do remember the time. And it's that now I can't physically do anything to change that outcome, but I've spent all of this time and all the energy learning to become an alchemist, so that we can absolutely hold that higher vibration, hold that energy, bring it into the earth. I mean, that's what we signed up for. So I feel like the more we do that, the more we are actually benefiting everybody. It doesn't matter what I believe, what you believe, what anybody can see or not see, or who's doing this, or it, none of that matters. It's the same outcome, is that we need to hold ourselves with the light. We are the ones that it's coming through.
Yeah.
And so that's my take on it.
Yeah.
And Kimberly, Sharka can't get in. Can you email her a link? She says she doesn't have one.
Well, we're about complete here. Our time is running. I hate to close this because it's such a wonderful conversation that we've been having as a group. And I know Milena shares this with me, that we look forward to having from time to time as we progress in our transfiguration process to having more of these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hate it that we have to call a halt, but I don't want to get cut off from Zoom, and Metatron has a message for us to talk to us about before he closes our session today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, so if everyone will take a deep breath and welcome Lord Metatron, who has been here all along, but he wishes to speak to everyone at this point.